It's December. What's happening in the natural world? Here at Boulder Naturalists, Ruth Carol Cushman and Steve Jones.
We're at Boulder Valley Farms on 95th Street, on some gravel ponds near Boulder Creek. We're experiencing the first really cold weather, but we thought we'd come out here and give one last try at seeing a neotropical cormorant that's been reported out here, and Ruth Carol can tell you about it.
It is a cold, overcast day, and as Steve says, you have to be crazy to get out in weather like this to look for a neotropic cormorant. But one has been hanging out here since, I think it was first reported around October 15th, and it was still reported at 3:46 yesterday afternoon, but the weather really dropped overnight, so we are not seeing even our usual common double-crested cormorants.
We had our influx of migrating ducks quite late this fall, as you can imagine. Here's a beautiful flock of common mergansers. They're headed through from far to the north. They're our whitest duck, and they have bright orange bills. And with them, we have some gadwalls, which are kind of dark ducks related to mallards. My favorite are the hooded mergansers. You know them because they have the big white hoods. They were quite rare as a nesting species in our area until about 15 years ago. Mergansers are famous fish eaters. Hooded mergansers really specialize in crayfish. But the common mergansers actually catch swimming fish underwater.
Right now, the lakes are beginning to freeze over. There's a thin skim of ice on many of them. There's still some open water, and one of the things that's beautiful to watch when you're looking at ducks are the wakes they leave behind them as they swim. There goes a cormorant overhead, but I think it was probably just a double-crested. If that neotropic cormorant had any sense, it would have left last night or this morning. The reason you can tell a cormorant when it's flying is, it's been described as looking like a flying cigar. And there really isn't any other bird that looks quite like a cormorant in flight.
I think the best place in Boulder County to see cormorants is Golden Ponds on the west side of Longmont. But those are all double-crested cormorants, which are quite common. We should get some ferruginous hawks here. Ruth Carroll may have seen one as we drove in. Ferruginous, the largest hawk in North America. They're called ferruginous because they have a ferrous colored spots on their breasts and on their wings, but they have the whitest breast of all our hawks, and they're really big. So if you see a big hawk that's pure white-breasted, it's a ferruginous. The red-tailed hawks have sort of light breasts, but they're not that shiny, snowy white.
A week ago, I was watching a ferruginous hawk out at Placer Reservoir in Bloomfield, and it caught a garter snake. This was late November. Garter snakes should have been in their hibernacula by now, but the ferruginous had caught one, and it proceeded to peck chunks of flesh off of the snake. The last half of it, it just gulped down, and it disappeared. And also that same day, we were seeing sulfur butterflies, and all of these things should not be around at the end of November. And now that it's December, it has suddenly turned cold, so probably we're not going to see garter snakes or sulfur butterflies again until next year.
Never say never. That's the challenge, is what butterflies can you see in December? Sulfur and buckeye were the ones that come to mind, but yeah, I think once it gets to 10 degrees, we're done.
What I would be glad for is if we get some moisture. So I'm hoping we'll get lots and lots of snow in December. I'm hoping for a white Christmas.
Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman are friends and Boulder naturalists for KGNU. I'm Shelley Schlender.